Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to Live Your Dream with your host, Darlene P. Noble. We have our Monday morning chat, meeting, collaboration with different agencies that we bring into the forefront to join our network, which is Top Models and Talent Scout Network. We're just super excited for today. It's been a long weekend, and I'm excited to always talk to others, agencies, and actually management groups in collaboration to make a difference in all that we do. It's not only for where you can learn how to book actually models and learn different things, but this is a technique of what they go through on a day-to-day basis. It's very interesting on how certain agencies go further than others in some cases because they are more in tune and engaged in a different way. So others learn from what they do so they can do it even better. And I'm just always super excited to be in this platform. So on today, of course, we looking for always for you all not only to tune in but to send messages to me through our message board. It's just a platform where we could bring people in and actually ask questions about what makes your agency the best, why should I choose your agency, and that will help, hopefully that will help you determine why it's important to take a time to choose an agency, and definitely why it's important why you choose that agency. So different things are going on in the United States when it comes to fashion. We always, always like to stay in tune, and we like to talk about, different things that are going on. And on social media, as far as for Facebook, for us, we always are doing things under IPH, which is our overall company's name, where we just recently had, I had a interview with The Signal, which is out of Atlanta, which is a news article, newspaper there that was interested in finding out about body positivity, how it's so important for a model to always want to be connected in the right way and make sure that they're living out their dreams, of course, but make sure that, they're not letting the message come across to them in a negative way as far as their body weight, height, and all of that. I had in my session is that we always look for a way to definitely bring to the forefront that, it doesn't matter what size or shape you are, or height you are. My goal on my end is to make sure that all others actually see your passion, your desire, your dreams, your hopes, your wants through our company. So we're not going to tell you, you have to be a size 2 to walk in our shows or for us to represent you or promote you, or you have to be, 5'9" in order to join. I'm open. You have the passion, you have the interest, let's do it. That's what this comes from when it comes down to, on my end, when it comes to body positivity, making sure that you're in tune. I do know some foreign countries like Milan and a lot of different other areas, they are definitely making sure that they stay on the scale of knowing, that how important for when models do become a part of any industry, that they want to make sure that they're in tune with their body and they're not putting that message out there that, you have to be a certain weight. You have to be a certain, as far as a certain weight for you to come aboard. They even ban it in a lot of countries where if you don't, your country or your city can get penalized for not fulfilling what is needed. So as we wait for the callers to call in, on our show today, we have the lineup. We have Chrissy DeLong, we have Nicole King, we have Jennifer Baker, Cheryl Smith, and Carice Robinson. They all are part of our network, and we love just having them come on and collaborate. There are some times where, of course, certain things may come where they can't call in on time, and there might be a chance where they may not call on at all, but the show must go on. So I am, again, Darlene P. Noble. I'm from the small hometown out of Walterboro, which is growing. Walterboro, South Carolina is a place that is dear to me, of course, because I was born and raised there. And I had a lot of dreams at a young age wanting to make a difference. I didn't understand the whole, mode of how God was going to put me, place me on this earth to carry out what I'm doing and what I have been doing over the years. So it's just very interesting to know that, you could want something But you don't know how it's going to play out. You only can just hope for the best and pray for the best, of course, that it does come out. So if you're tuning in on, actually, I have you on Instant Live. If you're tuning in that way and you have a message, feel free to place a comment, ask a question. You can do it that way as well. I do see people are in our message board, and they are definitely, I see where their position is to type in. So hopefully they have a message coming soon. So I definitely want to say thank you again, everyone, for tuning in. Today is Monday, the 21st of March, and guess what? This month is over with. How is that? It is actually over with. Wow. We're going into April. While we're on the subject of going into April, I have a lot of things going in for April under IPH Media. So just to let everybody know who's tuning in, we have a networking company, a part of our division under IPH. We have magazines, which are called Laguchi Styles, IPH, and also Top Models and Talent Scout Network, TM and TSN. That's the name of that. Then we have the radio show, which you're listening to live now, called Live Your Dream, which is off of Blog Talk Radio. We've been a part of them for a year, and we have about 70 episodes sessions in where we have recorded and actually presented live and showcased it. We have close to about 2,500 listeners that tune in, and I don't want to make it, of course, bigger than that. But when you do the raw numbers against the dynamics of how many people follow you on social media per person, one person can have 5,000 friends, so that makes the dynamic go up even bigger. So, of course, I want to say we're definitely in the millions. Everyone. We are super, super excited about that. So on Top Models and Talent Scout Network, we had a contest. The contest was our second week. Model actress having won that one. She had won so many contests of ours, and she's been on so many covers of ours. And we always just, you know, excited about people wanting to promote and showcase on our magazine. So in order to get on that magazine over the year, you had to win the contest. We had contest 30, which is going to put a hold on it and start selecting from having people submit information into us, and we will pull and pick accordingly to go on the cover going forward for the next 4 months. And then after that, October is our anniversary month, so of course, who gets on the cover? Me! So I know Oprah Winfrey been on her cover of her magazine, or being on her cover of the magazine, but I had three magazines, and I'll be on all three covers. One, IPH is going to be wrapped around business, where we're going to have like CEOs, of course, business owners and different people that is going to be coming aboard showcasing their businesses and telling about that. Then I have Laguchi Style, that's going to be wrapped around like winery, art, fine dining, things like that, that is of interest of mine, of course. Like when people go out to the plays, to the theaters, things like that, where we do a lot around that. And then Top Models and Talents, the fun magazine, where it's going to be about my birthdays, where I will have my birthday at, birthday bash. It will showcase me, hopefully on the cover. Last year it was a cover. It was me actually in a park with a big hat, birthday hat on, and I had everything on like a princess. So that's where all that comes from. So as we still continue to wait on any messages coming through and for any callers calling in, I'm going to keep the show rolling. So on today, I have a lineup as the CEO of my company. It's always super busy doing a whole lot of different things when it comes down to making sure that, you know, everyone understands, you know, as far as what my company is doing and what is headed. So I have a lot of meetings to bring people on to talk about different things in regards of how can we help them get further in life. So with that being said, I just, you know, want to make sure that everyone have a avenue and a platform. But we always looking for agencies. We always looking for people to build, you know, as far as a resource to us as our brand grows. I want them to grow as well, and vice versa. I want us to collaborate and be there for one another. So I do have a caller that is actually holding online, so we're going to bring him on, and he'll be on with us shortly, so just stay tuned. So who do we have here? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Carice?
Yes, this is me.
Hi, thank you for tuning in to Live Your Dream.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, Carice, I just recently started where I'm doing instant live. So I'll send that information out to you all next week, where if y'all want to tap in that way too and actually see what's going on in the office space, being that you can't be here, that will be super cool.
Okay.
Yeah, so what? So tell everyone, I know I said your name, but tell everybody your name, full name, and your, who you are and what you are as far as in the industry.
All right. First of all, good morning to everyone. My name is Carice Robinson with Carice Digital Photography. I'm a professional photographer here in Columbia, South Carolina. And what I like to do is help get models prepared to make it to the next level in the modeling industry. And so right now I'm in the process of building platforms for models, makeup artists, and other entrepreneurs to gain residual income as well. And that's pretty much it for now. Hello? Hello?
Carice? Hello? Carice, are you there? Okay, so he's gone. So we're going to just go forth on. I do apologize for anything. I know that the system is amazing. I love it. It's not where I'm going to show you a little bit about a little bit how it looks, because it's not even about anything in regards of like all the live like shebang over the ceiling coming down with the big, you know, microphones and stuff. It's a system that has created, which technology is making this what it is, because you don't need all of that to have a studio far as, you know, radio station anymore. You can just log in and your studio is your station. And I can actually get there no matter where I'm at in the world. I tell people all the time that there was a time I was on side of the road, and on the side of the road, because my tire went flat, couldn't get to where I needed to be. I was going to present bars to do some interviews for Fashion Con, and my tire just went flat. And so we were on side of the road, actually having a radio show on the side of the road, so you just never know. So, Carice, are you back with us?
Yes, ma'am.
I do apologize, and I know you say every time I call in, darling, there is an issue. But we do, we have some success. We have definitely majority of successful shows where we have already, this will be our 70th show that we have actually broadcast. So I do apologize for that. But it kicked me out, and a lot of times when there are people trying to get in, it locks up sometimes, so I do apologize. So we do have people who are tuned in, but they're not, they're showing me that they're not ready to, they don't want to say anything, they just want to tune in. So I do apologize. So, Carice, go ahead and continue what you were saying earlier.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure what everybody, I just say it over again.
Yeah.
My name is Carice Robinson with Carice Digital Photography. I'm a professional photographer out of Columbia, South Carolina. What I bring to the industry, I try to help prepare models to get ready to be presented to the next level in the world of modeling. I call it model transformation. And now I'm in the process of building platforms for people in the industry to also gain residual income as well, and as well as living their dream.
Awesome. Yes, and I do know I had a chance to meet with you a while back. We did talk about some things going forth in Columbia, and I want to say on national radio, I do apologize. My plate is so full right now, but I'm not saying it's never going to happen. But we will work towards that. I did have the young lady that we are working with out of Columbia who was working to help me get things started there as a runway coach. So things kind of fell off a bit, but we hopefully one day soon we'll have that back on track. So what's going on? Anything has been happening with you? Like, I do see something online talking about Mary Kay. Tell us about that.
Yes. I recently signed up with Mary Kay. And actually, what I want to do with that, I want to use that platform for those makeup artists, anyone that's in the industry to be a part of my team. And so, and also it's going to better help you in the industry. And it could also create another residual income for you as an entrepreneur as well, which is what we need in today's market, you know, because you can no longer survive with just one string of income, because if anything happens, then now you have nowhere to recover. So you want to be able to put yourself in a position to gain residual income as much as possible.
Right, right. Well, that's really interesting. I do know, you know, that there's just different ways of, like you say, putting yourself out there. And over the year, I've started a lot of different things to bring in residual incomes too as well. And just to know that it does work and it does help you when other areas may fall short and the other area picks up. So that is really a great, great idea. Carice, are you still there with us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Wonderful. Okay, so I do know that we are getting ready to, as far as on Facebook and everything that you see that is going on with us as well, we're on our 30th contest. And I was also just in a place where I was trying to decide what I was going to do next overall. So what we are going to do is place our contest on hold for about 4 months, and we're going to promote and showcase others who submit information in to our company to be on the cover of Top Miles and Talents Network. So a lot of more information is going to be coming out about that. So have you, like in Columbia, have you been at any like recent fashion shows or anything that's going on there?
Not in Columbia, but just Saturday I did a fashion show in Charlotte. On behalf,
ooh,
I was with Charlotte Scene.
I did
a fashion show with that, and I sent the link to the to our group page, so everyone can get a chance to click on the link and view the photos that I took there. But I was the only photographer there from Columbia, which was cool. Everybody else there was from Charlotte, so that made me feel even better. I like being in a territory where I don't know nothing about.
Yes, well that's really interesting. So you say you uploaded to our group page, the one that we started with for our radio show and all
yes.
that.
Yes,
okay,
it's
great.
On there.
I haven't had a chance. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I haven't had a chance to look, but I definitely will be looking at it soon. Well, most definitely. So now in right here in Fayetteville, I have about 6 new models that just recently joined, and they need photo shoots done.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk to you about that as well. That network that we have been talking about for photographer, that's
mm-hmm.
still in getting in place. But I wanted
mm-hmm.
these new models, they don't have any pictures that will represent them. So that's something that I definitely want to get with you on and present that to them. And hopefully that would work out in behalf of you either coming here or either they are going to you. So
mm-hmm.
that's something that you should consider and think about. So
okay.
we have Nicole on, and I haven't had a chance to check back. We send information out. I don't see anything in a message from them saying that they weren't going to be able to call in, but I just know, you know, times get hectic sometimes where people can't do accordingly, and I understand that. So, like I told before, the show must go on. This is something that you know, want to do to open up this base so everyone can, you know, basically ask questions, come on, and try to find what will work for them. So, Carice, I have someone in the message board asking about. I know, okay, they're still typing, so I'll wait until they get finished. One moment. But so when it comes down to, you know, far getting the models ready and all that great thing,
mm-hmm.
what is it that the models say most to you that they need more work on than anything?
Well, what I like to really get them prepared for is knowing what to wear, especially when you're shooting for the first time and you're trying to
right.
build your portfolio. You know, there's a certain process that you need to follow, and there's certain type of photos that you should have that you want to start off in your portfolio. So when you're out in the industry, people know that you are a model and not just a person that just do photo shoots and take pictures. This is a totally different concept.
Right. Yes. Okay. So I have a mother. She has a 4-year-old. She's actually from Kentucky. She's asking about what is the oldest that you work with when it comes to photography? How old you think one? Well, let me see here. One. How old you think a child should be joining the industry?
Well, it varies, you know, because now you know they have kids models. You know, they have kids out there. I've seen people shoot at 4 years old. It just all depends how disciplined, you know, the person, you know, have the child, or if the child is coachable. That's the main thing, is whoever is going through it, are they coachable?
Right. And so when you say that, meaning that, like, if they not, like, shy, bashful, they you know, would want them to have somewhat of a personality to be outgoing?
Excuse right. Me. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So definitely that. Thank you for asking that question. I do apologize. And what takes place is that I feel it's definitely the same way Carice just stated. Everything is the child has to be approachable and outgoing. Some kids are more outgoing than others, but it makes it easier for them to do a great photo shoot. And also when it gets ready to do other things like commercial, if they're doing commercial, it might not be sometimes they're seen for them to actually verbally say something, but it may be where they just need to actually act it out. And if they're not, you know, definitely an outgoing person, that might be something that might hold them back when they're going to those open calls. And also you might see that in the pictures as well when they're doing a photo shoot, if they're not, you know, seeming to be outgoing as much as some may be. And thank you so much for that question. Okay, so Carice, I'm just so proud of everybody. I'm on social media. I don't get on there much, a lot, because normally I'm constantly doing other things. I have people who's actually working with me and doing different things. And I might not get on there until like 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes, because that's when I take my nap, my power nap through from like 9 to 1 maybe, and I'm back up about 2, and I stop until 4. And I know it's a weird schedule, but I'm able to see a whole lot going on. So tell the listeners how important it is to have, you know, being in the social media for our campaign on Facebook, Instagram, or either Twitter. How is it important for someone to have that platform and make sure that they're utilizing it to the best of their ability?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were talking to me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you were speaking to the whole group. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No, that's okay. Yeah, I was talking to you in reference to why is it so important for someone to have a social media platform for them to get further into this industry?
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the main things is it gains you exposure, and it keeps people looking at your portfolio and seeing exactly what you're doing, because most people in today's market, they are visual. So anybody can say, yes, I'm a model. That's the easy part. But people want to look at your photo, look at your portfolio, and see the progression, you changing every day. Nothing should ever look the same. So if you do a photo shoot today and you did another photo shoot tomorrow or next week, none of those photo shoots should look the same. Everything about it should be completely different.
Right. And it's time, and even with the little ones, they change so quick. And I do see a comment actually by one of the other. They're actually communicating into the message area where it comes down to the photo shoot, as far as what you do, sometimes 3 to 6 months to a year. The little ones, they change so quick as far as they look. And you have to keep them, you know, up to date. And when you in the social media realm, when we didn't have that, pictures did not go out so much. So whoever is following you to book you for certain things, when they've seen the same photos, you know, they want to see that it's versatile, that you can have different looks as well. They, it's just good to have, you know, a photo shoot regularly. So how often do you think one should have a photo shoot? What would you say?
Well, I mean, with that, that's really depend on the individual. You know, It's just like everything else. You have to make the investment. And then you want to export, you want to expand your horizons. You know, you want to look at, you want to have different looks. So when agencies and other people out there are looking at you, then now you have more options to pick from and not just be grounded into one area.
Right. And I tell parents all the time, and that's one of the things that whenever we set up anything with my network, I tell them all the time, I said, look, you know, these are the prices that we charge just to come into our network, but these are other charges that you have to take in consideration. And I'm not going to try to blindside anybody, but, you know, when it comes into an adult may look may not change regularly, you know, but a child's look may change more. And when you try to promote your child in the picture, the child is 10 years old, and the pictures are showing that the child is really like 6 years old, that's a big, you know, that's a big difference there.
Yes, a major difference.
Mm-hmm, a major, major difference. So I've seen that and heard that. And actually that was one of the comments that that someone put in, and her name is Joyce. She placed that in there. So thank you, Joyce, for that comment too as well, because it's so true. I want to also talk about, we have some more time here. Carice, over the weekend, one of my models, she actually modeled in Charleston Fashion Week, and I was excited to see what she had put out there. And I'm not sure if she received a piece of information that someone sent her directly as far as when she was in the show or after the show or in person. But one of the things that stood out, her name is Cheyenne, and she's out of Myrtle Beach, actually, but she's in Charleston Fashion Week. She stands probably about, I want to say 6'3". She's about 6'3" without heels on. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that she put out in her message was on last night, and I thought so much of it, because I just did an interview with The Signal out of Atlanta, Georgia. And she actually said, and these are her words, she said, tired of guys calling skinny girls toothpicks. Like, oh, no, well, she's 6'1", I'm sorry. I'm 6'1", so I'm not thick, and I have, and not have the biggest butt in the world. I can't change the way I look or who I am to far as when she say who she is, she can't change that. So stop body shaming. No matter what size you are, you're beautiful. Don't listen to anybody but you and your heart. So I thought that was very, like, close to what I was in my field with The Signal, is because it's so important how people don't feel they're bullied in all aspects. It could be bullied as she is being bullied now, talking about, you know, her being a toothpick, or either she may have heard or seen someone, so she didn't say someone actually said it to her, but, you know, in that arena. So what is your take on that? What do you think about when it comes to body positivity?
Well, for me, it doesn't really matter. I believe there's a market for everyone. But however, I do believe, even though that there is a market for everyone, but I do believe in some markets you have to be realistic with yourself. Because, you know, sometimes you can't get caught up to what everyone else is doing because it looks good and it looks awesome. You have to be honest with yourself and ask yourself, are you in a position to handle what you see in front of you? You have no idea if you see these ladies, the girls, the slim bodies, you have no idea what did they do to get their body like that. So if you're not disciplined enough to train your body to be like that, but you can't just expect to wake up in the morning and expect your body to be like that. It takes dieting. It takes all types of process to get your body looking like that.
Right, and that is so true. And what she was saying, Bruce, was basically about being bullied, about being called skinny. She can't help it that her body is skinny. She can't help it that she's considered, she was born tall. So imagine when she was probably in a six or eighth grade, she was probably taller than the most guy, you know, average guy. So I know it could have been some bullying there as well, you know, in that aspect. So you're right. When it even comes down to models who want to walk the runway, and I know some countries have banned them from being a zero or one. I think you would have to be, I believe, a two. And I'm going to do a little bit more research on that. I did have the information about a month ago, but I definitely want to make sure I'm putting it out, the right information, in which countries have actually done that. And I want to say a lot of the ones who you see models on the runway a lot. So I'm just so touched by she was able to put this out there towards, and she started up a conversation where right now, I want to say she's sitting probably about 37 likes and about six comments that people have actually, you know, put their thoughts to it. So I put mine in there because I thought it was so connected to what I was actually doing. My Carice, tell one how you can find you on the web, off the web. You want to share that information with the listeners and viewers today?
Yes. You can find me on social media, on Facebook. You can find me at Carice Digital Photography. And you can also find me on my website. My website is www.CareiceSE77.ZenFolio.com. And I have all my information on my website.
Wonderful.
And my contact number is 803-546-4272.
Awesome. And again, everyone, this is Living a Dream. Every Monday we have this show. Also on Thursday, we actually have our networking show. We have to get you into our network in reference to getting your information, Carice, so we can add you to our network party every Thursday. Every Thursday
okay,
we have our networking party where we invite people to actually into the office space, and then we're doing live finish as we're doing right now. So viewers, thank you all on that end for definitely tuning in these different formats that we have provided for you all. I am super, super excited about all that we have in front of you, and I want to thank everyone for tuning into the message board, who's listening live, who's on our instant live, looking at us as I'm taking this, and also listening to what Carice actually have said as well. So until next time, Carice. We will be tuning back in with Live Your Dream, and I hope everyone have a great and blessed day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. Now.
Bye-bye.
All right, everyone who's out there, I'm going to show you a little bit of my office space here that we have. I'm located out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I'm just super excited. So I'm getting over cold. I can hear all the sniffles. So behind you, one of the things that I have is all things are possible. And this is my area. So I'll see if you can see outside as cars are traveling. Actually, on the ninth floor, I'm in this building called the Citadel Building in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And as you can see, this piece here, which is, I call it a divider, but it's a petition. And I love it. It shows you a reminder of New York City, where I am. Just truly love to be and enjoy so many different things here. So this is normally where we have our radio shows at, where everybody sit at the round table. And this is my, actually, what you would call it, like the office space where people come, fill applications, listen to things. And this is one thing that everybody loves. This wall, I mean, that's not this wall, this mirror, it's super exciting to actually see how long it is. This is a possibility for people come in, they check in themselves to make sure that they have everything all together as well. As you can see, I am doing the same thing. So my name is Darlene Kendoval. I am on Facebook under CEO Darlene Noble, N-O-B-L-E, or either Darlene Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E. So I have two pages that says CEO Darlene Pierce or CEO Darlene Noble. So find me, look me up, request me, send me a message, join our network of model talent industry professionals, or live your dream. Come in and be a part of our, actually, not only crew, but get to talk to us over the phone. So thank you all for tuning in. Y'all have a great day. Bye-bye.
will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome, 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 everyone. It's Olivia Drake with your host, Darlene Pete Noble. We have our Monday morning chat meeting collaboration with different agencies that we bring into the forefront to join our network, which is Top Miles and Top Scott Network. We're just super excited for today. But we do, we have some success. We have definitely majority successful shows, but we have already, this will be our 70th show that we have actually broadcast. So I do apologize for that. But it keeps me out, and a lot of times when there are people trying to get in, it locks up sometimes, so I do apologize. So we do have people who are tuning in, but they're not, they're showing me that they're not ready to, they don't want to take the
seat. Everything will be completely different.
Right.